You are listening to Announce, Season 6, Episode 14. What can you see?
Take a moment with Announce, a podcast providing thought-provoking anecdotes tailored with you in mind.
I'm Jim Fugate, and it's my privilege to share an ounce with you. I've got a story for you, a personal experience and observation, one that will date me a bit, but I'm okay with it. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, my family used to have some fun traditions, one of which occurred with regularity on Thursday evenings. Mom would make homemade French fries from fresh-cut potatoes, and there were hamburgers with all the fixings, and if we were lucky, maybe even some root beer. And as I remember it, the whole family, Dad, Mom, my sisters, and brother, would sit down in front of the black and white TV and watch Star Trek, the original series, while enjoying dinner from paper plates. Dad was a bit of a sci-fi fan, and I suppose his liking for that genre rubbed off on me, too. Star Trek made real a future with space travel, powerful handheld electronics, transporters, phasers, communicators, talking computers, and unbelievable space aliens. I absolutely loved it. And still today, I am a bit of a closet Trekkie. Although I've never had a desire to attend a convention, I do have a tribble or two hanging around on my desk. My opinions of the newer series and movies that have been created since the original, mostly positive, but I'm not so passionate about it that I would ever get in an argument over whether Captain Picard, Captain Janeway, or Captain Kirk, or any of the others, were the best. The point is, the series gave all of us a vision of possibilities, the view of a world that could be. It showed us a world where doctors could see into the body in detail, where procedures were performed without cutting in to the body. Communications gear was so small that an insignia on a uniform could send and receive messages from orbit. The universe could be seen and analyzed in detail and from great distances. For kids of my generation, these were just dreams. And for some, they were an inspiration for amazing, real-life advances in technology that mirror the things that had never been conceived of before. And now, we have smartphones that can communicate around the world in real time, face-to-face, and instantly get information on any subject, that can record in great detail visual and audio records of what really happened, and translate our communications from one language into another, or even identify obscure plant and animal species using a miniature video camera. In medicine, treatments, therapies, replacement parts, and organs, detailed imaging of the inside of the body, it is miraculous what can be done. We have a permanent outpost in space, with private companies getting into the race, providing opportunities for everything from tourism to exploration and commerce. There have been artificial intelligence created that carry on conversations, write your term paper, or even tell jokes. Much of what we now see as normal was first imagined by dreamers, writers, and inventors as ideas. Like, wouldn't it be cool if we could? And now we can. But much of today's technological advancement owes its existence to a series aired on TV in the 1960s, and other visionaries like Isaac Asimov, Jules Verne, and too many others to mention. Before progress, change, and invention, before any other miraculous innovations come to fruition, someone has to imagine them, dream about them, create them in their mind. And once that happens, these new pipe dreams have a chance to become real. Vision precedes creation. Without being able to first conceive of a thing or dream of a possibility, it has little chance of becoming real. To progress, the idea must be refined and the details added until it can be believed as possible. Then comes tinkering, experimenting, trial and error, beginning inside someone's head and then out in real three-dimensional space, and finally, understanding and creation of what was never imagined or thought possible happens. So, here's the ounce. The Proverbs say, where there is no vision, the people perish. So it's a great thing that all of us can dream, imagine, wish, hope, innovate. Everything begins with vision. And if there is no vision, a thing is not. So go ahead, dream big. And that's it. An ounce. Submitted for your consideration.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of An Ounce. I'm betting you know some folks who would enjoy this podcast too. So share the love. Please like, follow, and share. And we'll catch you next time with a new minute measure of wisdom from An Ounce.
Hey, check out our YouTube videos at youtube.com/@AnOunce podcast. That's youtube.com/@@AnOunce podcast.